didn't know each other.
Did they have some terms that they would consider more crude than others, or?
No, not if you were vomiting, you were just plain vomiting.
Okay. And what about when somebody dies, they might have more polite ways of, they wouldn't say so-and-so died, but they would say.
Died.
Mm-hmm. And then it may...
They're dead, they died, they're gone.
They're gone.
They got all kinds of terms for it now.
And sometimes it might be somebody you don't like much, or somebody's making fun. They might say, oh, so-and-so finally...
Flipped the lid. Gone wacky, batty. There's a lot of terms for that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, I never did find any money.
Huh?
I never did find any money.
No,
did you? Yes, I did. The men came this morning, the same people came and changed the ice
boxes. Uh-huh.
And I tried to pay him, and wouldn't have a dime.
Oh,
I said, uh-huh. Where in the world would you find a friend like that anymore?
So they just did it for
oh,
you.
Yeah. I called the boy's dad back up. I've been knowing him ever since he was a kid, and he owns his own furniture store now.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him up and I said, do you know they wouldn't let me pay him? He said, now we take care of our people. I said, I know.
That was nice.
And I thanked him too mm-hmm. for taking care, because I offered him ten. He said, at first he said, oh, about $10, and I run to get my $10. You know, I had $10 put up specially to get him. And he said, now you know I'm joking. I said, well, would you take $5 and get your both a hamburger? He said, no. We said that was on us. So I called his dad and thanked him.
That's nice. Well, do they have any stories about any place around that they say is haunted or something?
Oh, it used to be. Used to, on 8th Street over here on Lincoln, that's Ohio now. But there used to be a tree, and every time it would rain, now we don't know why the little girl, nobody has ever been able to picture what happened, but up at the, where the branches came out, way up the tree, would be a big ball of fire, and it would slowly roll down the tree, and when it would get to the bottom, you'd see a little girl. The ball of fire would still be there, but that little girl would join it, and they'd walk on down the street to the branch.
Huh. And they thought it's somebody's ghost or something like that.
They don't know whether somebody's child died in that house, and its little spirit come back or what, but
uh-huh.
I've saw it uh-huh. many a time. And they finally cut the tree down.
So you don't see it anymore?
No, you don't see it no more. They cut the tree and cut up the roots.
And you seen it?
I saw it. Not one time, but a lot of times.
Isn't that something?
It's a bonfire that big.